You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
We've been talking on the show lately about Napa Valley Dreaming, and that's the new Visit Napa Valley campaign, reminding us all about this incredible place in which we live. And for those who are listening in some far-flung location, come visit us. You can do your Napa Valley Dreaming, too. We've been talking with various guests from locations up and down the valley about what they have to offer, and this month we're focused on St. Helena, and ready now to talk with Cynthia Ariosta, who is a managing partner at Pizzeria Trevina. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. You can call me Sophia if it's easier. It's a tongue twister.
Okay. I think it's just me. It's just my own personal problem. I've been teasing this segment coming up all morning, and every time I've mentioned it, I'm so hungry. What's on the menu today, just out of curiosity?
Well, you know, during a pandemic last year, we actually won Best Pizza in Napa Valley. Mm. So it's always worth driving up to St. Helena for one of our sourdough wood-fired sourdough crust pizzas, and we've got many of them. Right now we're still featuring local heirloom tomatoes, the Mercado, one of our seasonal favorites, and the Sonoma fig with figs from our locally in Sonoma County. So of course we have our original made to order mozzarella, the mozzarella amnuto, which is our signature dish, and it's been copied, but it's never been perfected. So while others have tried, it just is not the same unless you come to Pizzeria Trevina. So, and of course, we have one of the best outdoor patios for outdoor dog-friendly dining in St. Helena and beyond. So hopefully all of that is on your menu for the day.
You're noted for being family-friendly as well, as not just the food and the popularity, but family-friendly and dog-friendly too.
Yes, we are. Number two, family friendly, just behind another restaurant that has, you know, multiple locations in Napa. Our friend Gott's across the street. So we are a very family friendly establishment, and it's because we're a very affordable place as well. You don't find that as much throughout the valley, and so we offer something that, you know, is affordable for everyone and for locals, and a place which is really casual and relaxed. And again, there's a lot of space to move around. So it's really easy for the kids to go outside and play bocce, the bocce ball court, or kind of move around the property while they're there, which makes it a really nice place to be for families.
Sounds terrific. You mentioned the Sonoma County figs. What about sourcing your other vegetables and things and important ingredients?
We do as much as we can to bring in local and seasonal ingredients all year round. It just depends on what we can get locally, that we can also have it at an affordable price point. So we're hoping to be one of the first restaurants in Napa Valley to get certified for the Blue Zones project, which is launching in the Upper Valley here next month. So looking into adding a few even healthier options than what we already have, and certainly looking to source more locally as part of our certification process for the Blue Zones as well.
I'm not familiar with the Blue Zones project. Can you tell us more?
A little bit. I'm still learning about it myself, but it's a national campaign to have towns become overall healthier for the entire population. Hmm. So creating more walkability, more bikeability, more access to outdoor spaces. Obviously, we already have this in St. Helena, lots of outdoor spaces and lots of areas for walking and biking, concentration on local ingredients and healthier options on restaurant menus and in grocery stores. So if you're interested in learning more about that, you can go to the Blue Zones Project nationally. But the St. Helena Adventist Health Hospital is sponsoring that project, coming to the Upper Valley, Yountville, Calistoga, and St. Helena. So we're really looking forward to that.
Interesting. Glad to know about it. You know, the wood-fired oven pizza oven has become very common in backyards around places like Napa these days. Mm-hmm. My experience has been everybody longs to recreate what they get from a restaurant that does this well, but it's not as easy as it looks. What's the secret? What's the secret that home pizza oven people are missing out on?
Well, the secret, of course, is always in the crust, number one. So if you don't have a great dough recipe, then you're falling behind right there. And part of having a great dough recipe is having one that you use consistently all the time, and you really know dough is a living, breathing thing, you know. And so if you don't have experience with yeast and starters and the way that temperature and humidity can affect it, and the proper equipment for holding dough, then you can really wind up with something that's kind of tasteless and flaccid, which it kind of just is very disappointing. The other thing about wood-fired ovens is they do take a long time to heat up. And so if you don't basically get your deck temperature really solidly hot, you're never going to get a good cook on your crust. And so that's why restaurant pizzas are generally so much better than the home pizza ovens, because people in the home wood-fired ovens will, you know, light it that morning and try to cook off this afternoon, and you just don't have a really good heat sink in the deck, whereas a oven that's being used every day, day after day, never ever gets cold. And to get that cold out of the deck is very, very difficult. It can actually take a lot of time to get that heat sink into that deck of the oven.
Wow. That explains a lot. You think, oh, well, it's supposed to be in here for 4 minutes or whatever the very short cooking time is, but it was never hot enough to begin with, so it's gooey when it comes out, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and the top can cook faster than the bottom because you have this flame going over the top, but you don't have enough heat on the bottom. And if you don't have enough heat on the bottom, you actually won't have enough heat in the dome as well. And you kind of, just like when you bake in a convection oven, you need heat to be equivalent all the way around that pizza. If you don't have that, one side will cook more quickly than the other, and you wind up with it just kind of going awry on you.
I'm still hungry. I mean, even thinking about it, even the pizza didn't turn out well, I still want to eat it. What's your history with Pizzeria Trevigna? And then I want to go on to other culinary history.
I came on board as a employee in late 2017 and had the opportunity to become a partner actually in 2018. So I feel really blessed to have had that opportunity. It was based on my prior experience and skill set in the restaurant business before that. So I'd been in the restaurant business starting in the New York bartending scene since the early 90s. Which kind of gives away how old I feel right now, but you know, I had a pretty big repertoire of restaurant experience, starting with that, moving from New York to California, and in the early 2000s, having my own restaurants up in Mendocino, and then finally them moving down and being able to have this opportunity in St. Helena. So it's been really wonderful. Pandemic aside,
yeah.
which was not wonderful for anybody in the restaurant business, but it's been a pretty wonderful experience and a great team to work with. We have an amazing team that has worked for us for many, many years. I mean, many employees have worked for us for many, many years and really have seen us through some of the darkest times, you know, whether it's the pandemic or fires. They have stuck with us, and we're so, so grateful for all of them.
If you take a walk, I live here in the city of Napa and of course spend most of my time here looking around just casually, foot traffic and stuff. It certainly can seem like people want to be in Napa again and are not hesitant to come visit. Is that your experience in St. Helena currently?
That is my experience in St. Helena. We are super busy and, again, really grateful to have a place that, you know, people do love to come to Napa Valley, and so much access to outdoor spaces, which I think makes people feel really comfortable in terms of traveling right now. You know, so many of our restaurants have outdoor areas, and the weather is consistently beautiful and reliable up until, you know, we finally hopefully get some rains. And so I think that's a real draw for tourists and for locals alike to even do staycations now and stay home. And stay a little closer by and enjoy what we have to offer in St. Helena and beyond. And we really do have a lot to offer. And I think it's really wonderful to see people coming to St. Helena and see locals staying in St. Helena and really enjoying all of that.
Yeah, it's very encouraging. The magic of Napa Valley continues. Also want to ask, in terms of your own, this is a kind of an odd question, but when you want to get away from your own place, but you want somebody else to cook for you, where do you go?
Oh, I have so many favorites. I have to say it's really hard to resist the crispy pigskins and the burger at Goose and Gander. They just two of my favorite things in St. Helena. If I want to kind of just do a little more cozy and homey, I love the Himalayan Sherpa. I love our little Himalayan restaurant right there on Main Street. We have, of course, we have great wineries. So I love to sneak over to Maryvale and have a glass of wine in the middle of the day. Don't tell anyone that I drink on the job. But I think most people in Napa Valley drink on the job in one way or the other. Don't tell anyone. Oh, God, I could just go on. I mean, it's great to go stop at Model Bakery to have a pastry. I love to go to Gott's and have a salad when I'm not eating salads at my own place. We just have so many places to offer right up and down Main Street. It's really hard to put a finger on everything. But so, I will say those crispy pig ears and hamburger at Goose and Gander are probably some of my favorite go-tos.
I appreciate you using the phrase pig skins rather than pork rinds. I grew up with them being pig skins. And it was always one of my favorite things, even as a kid, which is kind of a weird thing, possibly.
It's kind of like a fancy chicharron, right?
Right, right. Do you feel like, are you from New York, from the East Coast originally?
I am. Don't tell anybody, I'm from Staten Island. I'm on those bridge and tunnel girls. But we like to say we're from New York City. We paid New York City taxes. But yeah, I moved to Fort Bragg, California from Brooklyn in 2001.
Wow. Wow.
Big change.
Yeah, big change. I guess so. I was going to ask, years ago, I've always been, I'm a theater person, so I've gone to New York many times for that reason, and starting in my teens, really, and all through my life. And I used to go there and think, oh my gosh, the food. I can't wait to go to the restaurants in New York and so forth. You know, and I didn't have any money, so I wasn't really going to fancy places, but it just seemed like the culinary was a great experience every time. These days, living in Napa a long time, now I'm always disappointed anywhere I go. Like, well, it's not as good as Napa. Is this place we live in now, and of course the Bay Area is a broader thought, is this the culinary center of the universe?
I think there can be multiple culinary centers, and so I will say that I do believe that the Bay Area is one of them. And I do think that any city like New York or San Francisco, Bay Area, Napa, that offers an opportunity to really get authentic other cuisines, as well as just kind of something that is more local centric. I mean, obviously, we have California cuisine, and we do that so well in the Napa Valley because of our access to what we grow here. And so that is certainly something that you can't necessarily get everywhere else, and a movement that really, really started in California.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you can have, not to take anything away from New York, but you're going to certainly get better, Mexican food here, Hispanic food here, because of the people that live in California and don't have as much of that in New York. But you might get some more Middle Eastern food in New York because of, you know, who lives there. So I think it really depends on what you're looking for and where you are. I mean, people rave about the Indian food in London. So I think, you know, London is also a culinary center, again, based on the community of people that live there and the type of food that they enjoy.
Outstanding. We've been talking with Cynthia. I still can't say your name. Cynthia. Boy. What was that about drinking on the job? Cynthia.
You started early.
Cynthia Ariosta, managing partner, Pizzeria Trevina in St. Helena, which is, you know, of course, a legendary location, talking about culinary history. One of the places from back in the day when there weren't that many really renowned restaurants. There were a handful of renowned restaurants. 40 years ago.
We've been there for 30 years.
Yeah.
So we have managed to make it through a lot of trying times in Napa Valley.
Yeah.
So we're thrilled to be there and so proud to be part of the Napa Valley Dreaming campaign. I just want to, you know, give the campaign a plug. I think it's really important that our partner at Visit Napa Valley is doing this to try to help so many of our local businesses that were really impacted by the pandemic last year. And, I think this is a great opportunity to help us all recover, and hopefully we will all band together and stay on the road to recovery now and kind of get over the greatest hump that we had.
Yeah. One last question for us locals who enjoy the fact that everyone wants to come visit Napa, but we don't necessarily want to be in that crowd all the time. What's a good off-peak time to come visit you?
Well, certainly showing up on a, you know, Friday or Saturday at 5 is a little bit, you know, can be a little bit to navigate between everybody picking up their to-go orders and people trying to sit down for the remainder of happy hour. We do happy hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6. So that can be a busy time. I actually think a little bit later in the evenings, you know, coming from New York, we didn't go out to eat till, if you went out to eat before 9 or 10 o'clock, you were kind of a loser, right? But that's not the same. Not the same in California. It seems like, you know, we hit our stride at like 6:37 and then, you know, at 8 o'clock, it's quiet. So I think the best time to come visit us is, you know, is around 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night as we're heading towards closing time, because most people are ending their meal. Or, you know, lunches are always great, or Mondays and Tuesdays are a little slower. And certainly as we go into fall and winter, we will look forward to seeing as many people want to come in January, February, and March.
Exactly. Cynthia, thank you for your time today. Really enjoyed getting to know you on the phone here.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you at Pizzeria Trevigne.
Absolutely. Take care.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.